Come on, come on. Jesus breaks every fetter. And he said, and he set me free. Jesus breaks. Come on. Every fetter. Jesus breaks every fetter. Devil, you got to go. Jesus breaks every fetter. And he set me free. One more time. I will never doubt my Savior. Ooh, yes, sir. I will never doubt my Savior. I will never doubt my Savior. He set me free. Look at somebody and tell them, I will never doubt my Savior. Woo! Devil, I don't care what you do. I will never doubt my Savior. I will never doubt my Savior. Because he set me free. I will never doubt my Savior. Yay! I will never doubt my Savior. I will never doubt my Savior, because he set me free. 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 Thank him. He set me free. Glory. He set me free. He set me free. Jesus. And he set me free. 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 Go to your seats if you can. Come on and thank him on your way. On your way down to your seat. I feel God in here. Oh, bring your deliverance power, Lord. Hallelujah. Every fetter, and he set me free. Jesus break, he breaks it. Somebody listening by radio, Jesus pray. I don't care what you're going through right now. Every fetter, Jesus breaks every fetter, and he set me. He set me free. Will never doubt my Savior. Glory, he proved himself. I will never doubt my Savior. Woo. I will never, made too many ways for me, doubt my Savior, fought too many battles for me. He set me free. I will never doubt my Savior. He's raised me up too many times. I will never my Savior. He set me free. Thank you, Jesus. Come on and thank him with the fruit of your lips. Woo! Woo! Hey! Yeah, 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 yes! Woo! Sometimes it gets darker than 1,000 midnights, but I can't doubt him. Hallelujah! Oh, God, he's got a wonderful track record. Hallelujah. Anybody know God's got a... Does he have a wonderful track record in your life? I can never doubt my Savior. Let me put it this way. You should never doubt your Savior. You should never doubt your Savior. He set you, he set you free. Hallelujah, come on. He whom the Son set free is free indeed. Come on, come on, come on. You ought to tell somebody, I ain't bound no more. Hallelujah. Woo! Stand fast therefore in the liberty wherefore Christ has made you free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Come on, thank him on tonight. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't play with it. Get real with it. Praise him. Hallelujah. If you're going to praise him, go on and praise him. Don't praise that praising him. Go on and praise him. Stop worrying about who's looking at you, what you got on, what you ain't got on. You better go and give God some glory. Hallelujah. It ain't about how you wear it, it's how you worship. Come on, shout. Hey, I feel God in me. Hallelujah. Oh my God. He set me free. Look at Numbers 23rd chapter. Time is slipping away. Oh, what a one. I could stay right there in that space and just give God glory. I would stay right there, but somebody may accuse me of false advertisement. Say, I promised you a word, amen. And all we did was worship. But don't you know there's power in worship? Somebody getting their deliverance right now. Some people being blessed don't have sense to know how to receive it. I'm trying to get you in a place to receive what God has already given you. Come on. Stop talking about the blessing on the way and go and receive it. It's already here. Yeah, 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 yeah. Come on, come on, come on, come on. You keep looking at the circumstance. God say, look at the one who controls it. Woo! Come on. How many know he will do it? I don't know what you need him to do, but all I can tell you, he will do it. Hallelujah. Thank him. Come on and thank him from the city of your soul. I will never doubt my Savior. I will never doubt my Savior. He set me free. Me free. And we say thank you, Lord. Numbers, the 23rd chapter. Tonight I want to talk about an irreversible blessing. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, thank him on tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Numbers 23, verse. Thank you, Lord. I want you to look at verse 18. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't God faithful? That's the only reason why I'm still here, because God's been faithful to me. I could be somewhere else, leading and living a destructive life. But the Lord's been faithful to me. When he should have turned me loose, he held on to me. Hallelujah. Hey! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My God, I got to praise him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Whoa. He's been faithful to me. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, come on, come on. Act like you know he's been faithful to you. That's where every chance should get you out of praising. Thank you, Jesus. Morning by morning. Yes, sir. Yes, 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 yes. Great is. Lord, unto me. Whether you want to acknowledge or not, he's been faithful to you. I'm going to say it again. He's been faithful to you. He's been faithful to you. Halfway out your mind, but God's still faithful. Come on, come on. At least he's holding on to the other half. So you could be totally out of your mind, but God's going to hold on to this half. All I have needed, thine hand hath provided. Great is! Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is. Morning by morning. But send your word with freedom and boldness, with signs and wonders following. All I have needed, thy hands have provided. Yes, great is thy faithfulness, Lord. Father in heaven, in Jesus' name, send forth your word on this afternoon with signs and wonders and miracles following in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I thank you on today. You are prayer answering God. You've never let me down. You've never disappointed me. And God, I give you glory tonight. I give you praise tonight. Somebody needs a miracle. Somebody needs a blessing. Somebody needs a financial fix. Somebody's soul needs to be delivered. Somebody's mind needs to be set free. And I know you're able on tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because God, you're faithful. And we thank you, forgive us of our sins, as well as our transgressions, as well as our, and cleanse us from all of our iniquities. Hallelujah. Make us fit to receive the blessing. And the people shouted glory. Come on, give them glory. Clap your hands one time. Look at verse 18 of chapter 23 of Numbers. And he took up his parable and said, rise up, Balak, and hearken and hear, hearken unto me, thou son of Zippor. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man nor the son of a man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he do it? Shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he hath blessed, and I cannot reverse it. Lord, I thank you. Come on, shout glory.
Glory.
Come on, shout glory.
Glory.
Give him praise. Amen, 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 amen. Amen. God is kind. I have been given a command to bless. What a word. Most of us, if not all of us, know the story of Balaam and Balak. Balak sent for Balaam, who he knew was a man anointed, a man whom God had his hands on, had certain prophetic gifts. And this man was intimidated by what God was doing in the life of Israel. As a matter of fact, Israel, in this king's sight, had become, in his sight, too blessed. You can get to the place where your blessings are a threat to other people, or being blessed is threatening to other people, to the point where people trying to figure out why you're so blessed. And in that kind of setting, the enemy raises his nasty head. When he does that, whenever you're blessed, you'll become what I call a sitting target. The enemy doesn't want to see you blessed. There's a difference between being blessed and being prosperous. The two are not the same. Blessed has to do with your disposition, your attitude. Blessed being defined as the devil don't want you happy. I don't care if you broke as Cootie Brown. If you're happy, the devil don't like it. He becomes very envious of your happiness. Sometimes when your saints are going through, but yet they got this joy, this contagious, uncontrollable joy. You don't have what others have to qualify your happiness. As a matter of fact, in some people's mindset, you're not supposed to be happy. You're not supposed to be around here smiling and you don't have two pennies to rub together. What you got to be happy about? You riding around here in a hoopty, or you riding on public transportation. How come you so happy? Your state of being does not, or your state of having does not justify your state of being. You're supposed to be talking about woe is me. You got all this hell in your house and your children are going haywire and you running around here talking about praise the Lord. You around here getting happy. You around here blessing other folk, wishing everybody else well. And here you are dealing with delinquency in your children and incarceration and drug addiction and all types of other issues going on. Your family is the chief family of dysfunctionalism, but you are happy. And the devil don't like it when you're happy. Because he knows that state of mind is going to change your state of having. You better catch that tonight. That particular state of mind, that kind of unconditional happiness, that kind of joy that says, I don't need to have all that stuff. I will yet praise him. You got to have the prophetic mindset of a Haggai and a Habakkuk, who understood clear that even if the fields don't yield their harvest, even if the stable, if the cattle and the cow don't bring forth any more beef, I'm going to yet give God praise. Because my praise is not predicated on my possession. My praise is predicated on the person of God himself. I'm going to praise him, if no more than praise him for what I remembered him for, what he used to be to me. I'm going to hang on to what, I'm going to look at what, I, what the Lord brought me to, and not so much as what I'm going through. I'm going to look where God has brought me through danger, seen and unseen. I'm going to praise him, because if he blessed me without that stuff, my God, what will he do when he give me that stuff? Talk back to me this afternoon. So the psalmist declared, he set me in a large room, but I didn't get to the large room until I had to go through some stuff. And the very minute I got set in a place of blessing and prosperity, it seemed like all hell broke loose in my life. People who weren't thinking about you when you were down and now got you on their mind 24/7. People who would never even look your way when you were doing tough, and all they did was snarl and look down their nose at you and talked about you must have did something sinful in order to be in the state you're in. And now that God begins to shower blessings on your life, have you ever noticed before the big blessings come, or any blessing is a big blessing, before God begins to bless you, the first thing he does, he messes with your emotions. Oh, you're not hearing me tonight. That's what he does. He starts tuning up your emotion. You start finding yourself getting happy and don't know why you're getting happy. Find yourself chuckling and laughing to yourself, kind of giddy, and you're trying to figure out yourself what's wrong with you. You're trying to figure, do you need to go take a pill? And God said, no, I'm setting you up to receive. Because the only way you're going to receive what I got for you, you got to be happy. Even the Holy Ghost comes on a happy heart. He doesn't fall. The Holy Spirit doesn't come on a miserable heart. The Holy Spirit comes on a heart that's filled with gladness. Because whenever you begin to just give God praise, it's a praise of expectancy. Come on here. There's a such thing as a praise of expectancy. That means I don't have it, but I expect to get it. I don't have it, but I believe God's going to do it. I don't see it in the physical, but I'm seeing it in the spiritual. And I'm just going to get myself set up so when I really go to getting blessed. You do remember David, don't you? The Bible said David started dancing so hard before the Lord for what he did, bringing the ark back. David started dancing until he danced down to his ephod, and his wife started making fun of him and started criticizing. And David said, if that offended you, just wait till I really start praising him. Come on, come on, come on. Just wait till I really start giving God glory. You think that was something? You thought that was something? Girl, you ain't seen a shout yet. Wait till God give me some more victory, and I'm going to show you how to really shout. I'm going to show you how to really praise. Because my shouting and my praising God, it ain't for you. It ain't to impress people. But I'm just getting myself prepared to receive what God has already promised me. So this man Balak was so disturbed by the fact that Israel was so blessed. Israel was so successful. And there are people in your life who can't stand to see you blessed. They'll jump through many hoops to try to hinder your blessing. And God sent a man by the name of Balaam. He said, Balaam, I want you to go down there and bless Israel. I'm about to set them up for something. I'm about to give them an increase they never expected. I want you to go down there and just bless Israel. Israel's down there waiting in a place to be blessed. They can't move out on the spot until I send you to them. I want you to go down and bless. Balak himself wanted to enter, if you will, interrupt the blessing. He wanted to cut off Israel's blessing, because he knew that if he could just get that blessing stuff cut off, he and his armies could defeat Israel and be victorious over Israel and bring them to a state of defeatism, that they might serve Balak and his nation. But God had something else in mind. And when you look at the text says that Balak promised Balaam money if he would just go down and curse Jacob. That's Israel. And I hear Balaam, he's a smart preacher. Little dumb, but he got wise.
He said to Balak, let me tell you something. If you give me this tent filled with gold and silver, I can't touch Israel. Nothing I can do can reverse what the Almighty has already set loose on them. But the old stubborn king thought he could manipulate. Said to Balaam, I need you to pronounce a curse on Jacob. And Balaam said to Balak, get 7 altars built. Put a calf on every altar and a ram. And then I want you to stand beside the sacrifice. And I'm going to curse Israel for you. But every time Balaam tried to curse Israel, out of his own mouth, he would bless Israel. And Balak said to Balaam, how in the name of God could you do this to me? I've given you everything you asked for to bring this thing to pass. But instead of blessing Israel, instead of cursing Israel, you blessed them. And so Balak comes up with another scheme. Because you need to understand that the enemy will never give up in trying to undo what God has set loose in your life. Here Balak said, let's go to another mountain. Let's try it from a different angle. Balaam said, get 7 altars. Get 7 more bulls and put them on the altar. Stand by your sacrifice. Balaam stood by his sacrifice, and Balak stood by his sacrifice, and Balaam commenced to pronouncing the curse. But when he opened his mouth, he started talking about Israel having increase and how Israel will rise up and be mighty. And Balak said, hold it! Shut that down. How could you again deceive me? I brought you to this angle so that you will be able to bless, so I said curse Israel, but instead you keep on blessing. And so Balak said, wait a minute, let's look at it, let's take you to another position. Maybe if I give you another angle, you can curse him from this angle. And every time Balak was disappointed, he wanted to change angles. And Balaam said to Balak, all right, if you're going to change angles again, get 7 more altars. Build yourself 7 more altars. Get 7 cows, and this time with 7 rams. Put them on the altar. Stand by your sacrifice. Because you now have to, any time you make a sacrifice, you have to stand beside it so that you would identify with the sacrifice. And so Balaam says to Balak, stand by your sacrifice. Balak stands there with anticipating to hear a curse coming upon Israel. But when Balaam spoke again, he spoke again a word of blessings. And Balak said, how is it that after these 3 times and in these 3 different mountains, you keep on uttering blessings instead of curses? What Balak didn't understand, when you're dealing with God's children, it doesn't matter what angle you look at, they're going to be blessed. It doesn't matter what position you take up against them. I don't care whether you come at them from the east, north, south, or west. You can't put a curse on that which God has already put his hand of approval on. So much so that Balak said to Balaam, these people have sorcery on them. These people are using witchcraft. These people are using enchantments. And Balak said, not so. I need to let you understand one thing. What you are up against has nothing to do with Israel. It has everything to do with Israel's God. I need you to understand that when God speaks blessings on your life, God has already sealed the deal. Even when you're not benoist to what's happening against you, even though you don't recognize that there are people and there are elements working against you, when God got his hands on you. They can put down anything they want. And they can go get whoever they want to try to curse your life. But when God says, I have won a purpose for you. When God says, I have made a promise to you, I don't care where you find yourself, the blessings of God will find you. God sent Balaam to look for Israel. Israel didn't have to go look for Balaam. God sent Balaam to look for Israel. That's a wonderful thing to know tonight, that you never have to go looking for your blessings. You don't have to go chasing anything, because anything God has for you, he'll make sure it finds you tonight. I need to tell you that God has already declared through the shed blood of his son that you are already blessed. And I don't care what the devil is setting loose in your life. God never told you that you were going to be blessed without a price. Because with every blessing always comes the bullying of Satan. Because he wants to get you in a mindset not to receive what God has already decreed. You see, God doesn't have to go anywhere to manufacture a blessing. He speaks and things happen. And Balak is now upset because he has given so much money to Balaam. He gave the money to Balaam to curse Israel, but instead the curse backfired on Balaam. Let me tell some evildoer something tonight. You better hold on to your money. You're just giving the root work of money you can use to pay your light bill. Because when God blesses a man or a woman, in order to curse the man or curse the woman, you got to first be able to curse God. You're not hearing me tonight. You see, the only way the devil can reverse what's going on in your life, he's got to be able to reverse what God has in his mind for you. And once God makes up his mind that you're going to be blessed, it ain't got nothing, excuse my English, it ain't got nothing to do with whether or not you walking the straight and narrow chalk line. It has everything to do with God decreeing in your life divine provision. Come on, shout glory. But here's another piece of gold nugget for you. When God declares you blessed, you got no right to walk around with your head down, apologizing, trying to explain your blessing. It ain't none of their business how you got it. All they need to know is you got the favor of God on your life tonight. Come on, shout glory in here. See, some of y'all all jacked up because you're trying to figure out why somebody else is blessed. And while you're trying to figure out why somebody else is blessed and gritting your teeth and rolling your bloodshot eyes at somebody else's blessing, you ain't doing nothing but double cursing yourself. Because whenever you start thinking evil against one whom God has destined to be blessed, life becomes a boomerang. It's coming right back at you. Half the folk you jealous of don't know you're jealous and could care less. Come on, shout glory. And you sitting there drying up like a prune, looking like a 25 miles of bad road, because you're trying to undo somebody else's blessing with that green-eyed demon you have in you. Are you hearing me tonight? I got to close. The blessings do not speak to my character. It speaks to the character of God. If you want to undo what God is doing in my life, have a summit with God. And ask God why you got your hands on Earl Gilliard so. Come on, talk to me. And see if he'll tell you why he did it. His answer will probably be because I'm God. And I can do what I want to do. And I can bless who I want to bless. Come on. And I'm here to tell you tonight, you got a right to brag on God. I didn't say brag on your stuff. Brag on the God who gave you the stuff. I'm not talking to you, you folk who are double-minded and wavy. You don't know where your stuff coming from. You give everybody credit for blessing you. Some of you so crazy, you run the telephone, I got good luck. Ain't no such thing. You running downtown to the incense store buying green oil and green powder and green spray. Talking about, I'm going to get my money blessing came. But Balaam said to Balak, none of that stuff works. He had to tell the man, he had to give the man a didactic exposition. None of that stuff works. It's not in divination. It's not in soothsaying. It's not in good luck charms. It's not in trying to, oh God help me, trying to manufacture your blessing. He says the answer is God. And he said to Balak, Balak, I can't be God. Don't you know God is too powerful? You might as well leave Israel alone. Balaam said to Balak, let me tell you about this God that Jacob is trusting. What you understand is the only way Jacob will not be blessed, they got to get outside of the will of God. Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. He said, the only way this is going to happen, they got to get on God's bad side. If you want Israel to be cursed, you got to persuade them to get on God's bad side. And once they get on God's bad side, they will be cursed. Because Israel is a covenant people. God has already made a covenant with Israel that as long as she walks with him, as long as Israel trusts God, she'll never want for anything. God told Israel, I'll bless you in the field. I'll bless you in the city. Everything you touch, I'm going to bless it. I'm going to bless the fruit of your womb. I'm going to bless the fruit of your labor. I'm going to bless the fruit of your cattle. Everything you put your hands on, if you hang out with me, I'm going to bless you. I want to tell some New Testament believer tonight, if you hang out with Jesus, just hang out with him. Everything you touch will be blessed. Come on, give him glory. There's nowhere in the world you can walk with Jesus and not have blessings in your life. The problem ain't with Jesus. The problem is in your walking. Maybe you need to check the motive as to why you're walking. Maybe you need to check out whether or not you're really hanging out with Jesus. Maybe you need to reevaluate and ask yourself, do I really have what I say I have? Or have I allowed the enemy to fool me with a counterfeit religion? Come on, talk back to me. You can't walk with God and not be blessed. You can't walk with God and not be victorious. You can't walk with God and have midnight. Oh, come on here, all the way through your journey. Somewhere on the journey, it may get dark, but some light gonna show up because you are a child of God. He says, I bless you going in, and I'm gonna bless you coming out, and everything you touch, the devil may not like it, but don't put your focus on the devil. Put your focus on what God is doing. Stop giving the devil so much credit and give God the glory. Say like Job said, though he slay me, yet shall I trust him. Though he slay me, yet shall I trust him. Though he slay me, yet shall I trust him. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Though he slay me, I'm still blessed. I'm blessed standing on my feet. I'm blessed laying on the ground. I can't help but be blessed because he's already decreed nothing shall be impossible to you. If you walk with me, abide in me, and I in you, you can ask me what you will, and I'll grant it to you. I made up my mind in 2015, I'm going to get everything God got for me. And anybody don't like it, tough, 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 tough. I say tough, 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 tough. I made up my mind. I've come too far now to let the devil trick me out of what God's got for me. Here's the clothes. We're 11 minutes out. We're 11 minutes over. Listen, here's the clothes. Here's the clothes. Here's the clothes. Balak said to Balak. Balaam said to Balak, let me tell you something, man. Let me give you a heads up. You got us moving all over these mountains. And every time we move from one mountain, they get blessed more. Every time you try to get positioned to knock them out, they get blessed more. Nothing you doing is hurting Israel. You ain't doing nothing but paying me money that you could keep. But I don't see nowhere in the text where Balaam turned down one red coin. Come on, come on. Because sometimes you got to make a fool out the devil. Or let the devil make a fool out himself. Come on, talk back to me. Balaam know he can't curse the people. So Balaam said, I'm going to let this thing work for me. I'm going to let it work in my behalf. Because for every mountain, he had to get a bag of gold. Because you're not hearing me. Come on, come on, come on. Not one time does he say what he said in that 19th verse. Each mountain, he listens to Balaam. What you want to do, man? What you want to do? I'm sorry. I couldn't control myself. I didn't mean to bless him. I meant to cut. I'm sorry. Well, Balaam said, well, let's go to another mountain. Balaam said, well, okay, well, give me some more gold. When you got the devil of a barrel, take his money and laugh in his face. Balaam went along with him until he couldn't go no more. And then God spoke up. God said, don't you know I've commanded you to bless? And you can't do nothing other than what I commanded you to do. Even if you want to curse him, Balaam, you can't curse him because I'm going to get in your mouth. Come on, how many know he's able tonight? Come on, is he able tonight? Balaam began to speak the word to Balak. He said, listen, man, let me tell you, God is no man. He's not a man that he should lie. He's already said what he's going to do. And he told Jacob that he would bless Jacob. And all you're looking at is God keeping his word. I know you can't stand it, but you might as well deal with it. Because you sure can't change it. What you're seeing that's going on in Jacob's life right now is that which God spoke to Abraham some hundreds of years ago, and they're just recipients of the Abrahamic covenant. Some of you don't realize it, but you're being blessed not because of your righteousness, but because God promised somebody who was ahead of you that I'm going to bless your children, I'm going to bless your seed. That's why it's so important, parents, for you to live right, because you only want God to just bless you, but you want all of your children to be blessed. Come on, shout glory. They're going to make a big enough mess by themselves. But you don't want them living in a life of misery because of something you did do or you didn't do that you should have done. If they're going to get cursed, let them curse themselves. But don't let them get cursed because of something you did to disobey God. You better help me preach tonight. Oh, yeah, listen here. They were blessed because they got what you call legacy blessing. Somebody say legacy. Legacy blessing. And the stuff I'm going to get when even though my dad is dead, I'm still getting my daddy's blessing. My daddy died in 1999, I think that's the year, and I'm still blessed. My mama died in 1963, she was a praying woman, and I'm still blessed. You don't hear me, I'm still getting some stuff that mama, I ain't begin to live off my prayers yet. My godmother died in 1979, and I'm still blessed. Laid her hands on me in 1976 or 77 and asked God to bless me. God, I thank you for that Holy Ghost filled woman. And she said to me, you'll never want for nothing. Before she died, she wrote me a letter and said, the Lord said, you'll not want for nothing. That anything you need, God will give it to you. God's going to supply you every need. I need to tell you, she didn't lie, because God's still supplying my need. He's getting me through every black midnight experience. He's giving me strength for the journey. I'm here to tell you, I have yet to begin to live off of my prayers. I got prayers stirred up. I ain't bragging, I'm testifying. I'm just trying to tell you, I know where I am on the journey. Come on, come on. on. Anybody know you got somebody in your life that blessed you? Tell your neighbor, I can't help but be blessed. See, people are foolish. Come on, I got the clue. People are foolish. People, they look at you. They look at you, oh my God. They look at you and they belittle what you do for a living, but they don't know what's happening on that job. They don't know how them folk blessing you. They don't know. Oh, come on. They say, all she do is go over there and clean toilets, but they don't see what they're putting in your pocket. Come on. The Bible said, despise not the day of small things. Come on here. Come on. I'm trying to help somebody. I'm trying to help you to find your blessing. You too cute. You too proud. You too, come on here. You too this and that. That's why your big butt gonna be hungry and homeless. You got to. Glory, glory, glory. I don't know what that was. Glory, glory, glory. Would take what you call a demeaning task and give you a major blessing. Come on, shout glory. Somebody shout, I'm blessed and I can't help myself. Come on, shout glory. Come on, shout glory. Come on and shout glory. Lord, poor Camilla, God bless you, darling. Lord, it's all over. People so doggone cursed, they can't keep water. Let alone keep a dollar. But Balaam said to Balak, God is no man that he should lie. Somebody tell him, he can't lie. It ain't in his character. He can't lie. If he lied, it would become the truth. If he spoke a lie, it'll become true. Come on, shout glory. Shout glory. Shout glory. God cannot lie. What he has spoken, he will do it. Hallelujah. What he has said shall come to pass. Glory to God. When God blesses you, hold your head up. Walk in it. Worship in it. Work in it. Wear it well. Stay in his will. Stay in his word. Stay in his presence. And enjoy the blessings of God. I speak blessings on you. Somebody shout, no more curse. If you're not standing, get on your feet. I'm done. Woo! Come on, come on. Give me all right. Let us shout it out. Let us shout it out. We're going to help her shout. We ain't going to be a spectator. We're going to help her rejoice. Bible says rejoice with those that do what? The Bible says what? Rejoice with those that do what? Oh, come on, rejoice with her. Don't hate. Appreciate. That word done touched her. That word evidently did something for her. Come on, somebody. Let the weak say I'm strong. Let the poor say I'm rich. Let the sick say I'm healed. Come on, shout glory. Speak that blessing. Grab your neighbor's hand if you're not afraid to catch flu. Woo! Yeah, yeah, go on, bless him. Yes. Hallelujah. Say I am strong. Let the poor say I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for. Come on, come on, give thanks. Thank him on tonight. Listen. When God sets it off in your life, nothing and nobody can reverse it. You can't even reverse it in a real sense. Thank you, Jesus. And there are many people, this is some good stuff here. This is some good stuff. Thank you, Jesus. That's why I love hanging out with him like I do. He's always giving me some good stuff. You know, if I die and go to hell, I should go. I should. If I die tonight and go to hell, I should go because God's been too kind to me. Sometimes I'm walking through the house, I ask the Lord, why you love me so much? And the answer comes back, because that's who I am. I'm love. Maybe you don't ever feel God's love on your life. I feel it all the time. Even in the times of my testing and trial. So you make a big mistake, make a big error when you think people, you're the only one got trouble. That's the first lie you tell yourself. Those are the words that come out of the mouth of an arrogant person. That you think you're so special, you're the only one got trouble. You ain't the only one the devil messing with. He's messed with anybody who named the name of Jesus. But some of us have made up our mind. We made a decision. We ain't going to let him get next to us. And we're going to walk in contentment. But Balaam tried all he could to curse Israel. And then he said, what you don't understand is Israel is blessed because she has no iniquity or any unrighteousness in his life. God will bless a righteous life. Come on, come on. And the man said, listen, if you want to get Israel messed up, get them to sin. If you get Israel to sin, you'll cut off her blessings. Listen, anybody know you blessed tonight? Well, let me tell you a secret. Don't cut off a good thing. messing with sin. Hallelujah. If God is blessing your life, you ought to say, look, I ain't gonna mess up. I've come this far, and if he's doing this, I know he's got to be doing something better down the road. Some of y'all are so blessed. If you told folk how blessed you are, they wouldn't believe it. They wouldn't believe you. So you might, some people, you can't tell everybody what's going on in your life. Sometimes you got to dress like a bum, because some folk ain't happy with you unless you're looking like, old bum. Gilead going bad. He ain't shaved in two, like he ain't shaved in a year, and his hair growing all wild. He's doing bad. Sometimes you got to look like that to keep people off of you. Woo! See, you can't let everybody know how good, because people can't appreciate your blessing. Because the minute they find out you're blessed, their little warped mind will go to work and how they can manipulate you and bring you down to their level. Because some folk ain't happy till you're broke just like them. You tell the devil, I ain't supposed to be broke like you. You broke because you won't serve the Lord like you're supposed to serve. You playing with God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Give thanks. Listen. See, when you go all in for him, he'll go all out for you. That's all I got to say as I close. When you go all in for him, he'll go all out for you. Yeah, he will. I'm going to say it one more time. When you go all in for him, he'll go all out for you. There's nothing he won't give you. You're supposed to be blessed. I don't care about what the economy says. You're supposed to be doing well. Because you're a child of God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to say it again. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. While you're still holding hands, will you bow your head with me on tonight? Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes you need to encourage yourself, or should I say encourage yourself. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes I leave here like this. I know I look like I'm wiped out. By the time I get from the office to the car, my battery is charged up again. Say, let's find something to get into. Because God replenishes you. I can leave here tonight and go to another service and have a good time. And won't fall asleep in the service. Hallelujah. Do it all the time. Because I just enjoy being where the Lord's name is being praised and worshiped. See, it ain't no burden for me to bless God. It ain't no burden for me. I try to make sure I go somewhere I know the anointing tarries there. I ain't trying to go in no dead church. Pastor ain't living an ounce of grace. Choir members singing like they don't want to be there. And deacons looking like they ate a bath of sour lemons. Folk all cold and clammy. I want to go somewhere I know when I go there. Because, oh, there's Gilead. That's right. I love to hear my name called. Hey, Gilead. Connie, I go sometimes just to get my name called. I do like some of y'all do. Go late so they can see me. Thank you, Jesus. It's called encouraging yourself. God, we thank you. Every head bowed. Thank God for the extended time tonight. Lord, we thank you. Because you've set loose some irreversible blessings on us. Nobody can curse us. They can't put nothing down. They can't put nothing on me. That can stop your blessings on my life. And I want to thank you tonight. I want you to know, God, I acknowledge your goodness and your graciousness. And you have made me worthy. And I'm humbled by the fact that you've made me worthy. But somebody needed to hear a testimony tonight that you're able. and that you're blessing other people other than just the preacher. You're blessing some folk in the pew right now. That's what all this celebration about and all this walk in the aisle, because somebody's trying to testify. I'm blessed and I'm unapologetic about it. I'm not sorry about it. And I'm not going to allow nobody to call my praise a brag. Hallelujah. If I'm bragging, I'm bragging on Jesus. And that's always in order. Lord, I thank you on tonight. I thank you on tonight. And teach us how to appreciate each other's blessing. On tonight, I ask you now, God, to speak blessings on your people. Begin to change them that you might change their situation. And we thank you tonight. Drive out cancer. Drive out sicknesses and diseases. Drive it out right now. Lord God, touch that body from the very crown of their head to the very sole of their feet. Oh God, cast out that spirit of double-mindedness, split personalities, schizophrenia. Oh God, emotional disorder, out of control anger, depression. God, I rebuke it all right now. In the name of Jesus, I speak deliverance right now, God. Deliver that soul. Deliver that soul. Deliver that soul tonight. In the name of Jesus. Deliver that man, deliver that woman from some hated habit. Oh God, that's got them in bondage. That's got them a slave to it. Tonight, God, loose the shackles. Set them free tonight. The glory is already yours. Woman, the Lord deliver you. Man, the Lord heal you. In Jesus' name. Not only does he heal you, but he's making you whole right now. God's going to move you from misery to joy unspeakable, full of glory, from depression to celebration, in the name of Jesus. From the crown of your head, the hand of the Lord be all upon you. Hallelujah. And the miracles and signs and wonders of heaven shall begin to take place in your life. For the mouth of the Lord said so. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to thank you, Jesus. You told me to speak blessings and not curses. And tonight, God, train my tongue to speak blessings into the lives of your people. The devil's been playing and wreaking havoc, oh my God. But tonight, the buck stops right here at Calvary. The blood does prevail. Give your people a heart to receive it. In the name of Jesus, let them receive this all the way down to their spirit, man. Hallelujah. And those that are already blessed, let them experience now a double portion, that they might praise you even the more, that they might glorify you even the more. Hallelujah. Remove them from conventional blessings to that which is unconventional, from natural blessings to supernatural blessings, in the name of Jesus. Help us to walk in the supernatural, in the spiritual. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Jesus' name, every man, every woman in this church, open your mouth and say, Lord, I'm healed. I am delivered. I am set free. I am being blessed. As I am blessed, I receive it. Now help me to believe it. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. 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 Come on, give him glory. The heavens are telling. The heavens are telling of the glories of God. The heavens are speaking on your behalf. Come on and receive it tonight. Get out of yourself. Get out of your flesh. Get in the realm of the spirit. And let go and let God, in Jesus' name. Come on and thank him. Grab somebody, hug them, and hug them tight, and tell them it's a done deal.